Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. This is episode 11. Today, I'm going to be speaking about collocations and how important collocations are in relation to the study of vocabulary in English. Today is April the 1st, a Tuesday. Right now, it's about 22, 23 degrees Celsius. It's mostly cloudy outside. It's not a very beautiful day, but apparently the sun is going to be out there very soon. Let me start by reading out a definition from the Oxford Collocations Dictionary for students of English. This is quite an old dictionary. I bought it back in September 2002, but it's still very, you know, there are new editions, but still it's very useful, and I use it quite a lot, not only in my classes but also as a reference for myself. So a collocation is the way words combine in a language to produce natural sounding speech and writing. What do they mean by natural sounding speech and writing? So something that sounds okay, as we usually say. For example, in English you say strong wind but heavy rain. So you don't say strong rain. You say strong wind, but heavy rain. It would not be normal to say heavy wind, for instance, or strong rain. And while all four of these words would be recognized by a learner at pre-intermediate or even elementary level, it takes a greater degree of competence with the language to combine them correctly in productive use. To a native speaker, these combinations are highly predictable. Let me make a quick comment on that. So, as you could see, collocation, if you have a good command of collocations, or if you manage to incorporate in your vocab a lot of different collocations, your English will sound more natural, or your English will sound more English, if we could say that. One of the advantages of, you know, having a good command of collocations and in using language in a more competent way by having a lot of collocations in your speech is that your speech will be more natural sounding to native speakers, and consequently, native speakers will find more pleasure in listening to you. So it will be easier for native speakers to relate to you if you actually make competent use of collocations. Why is collocation important? Let me read another passage from the dictionary. Collocation runs through the whole of the English language. No piece of natural spoken or written English is totally free of collocation. For the student, choosing the right collocation will make his speech and writing sound much more natural, more native speaker-like, even when basic intelligibility does not seem to be at issue. Okay, so basically that's what I was saying. So for native speakers, if they're talking to someone who makes competent use of collocations, it will be much easier for them to understand. So I strongly advise you as a learner to pay close attention to collocations whenever you have the opportunity. So when you're reading a text, for instance, when you notice that there are combinations of words which are key, which are relevant to be recorded, please do so. Take notes, or at least look at the language as if language is formed by chunks of language rather than individual words. Of course, you can do the same when you are listening to audio or when you're watching a movie. For instance, I used to do that when I was younger. I used to watch movies and write down. I used to write down what I used to call expressions, but now, of course, I know this concept of collocations. So those that I used to write down, they were actually collocations most of the time. Sometimes they were longer stretches of language, so they were idiomatic expressions or even proverbs or whatnot. But collocations are very important then, because as you look at the language in small groups of words or chunks, then that will make your life easier to memorize stretches of language. So, for instance, let me read, I'm going to read a short text, a random text, which I found here in American English Files Student Book 2. This is page 57, if you happen to have this book. So let me read a couple of, maybe one paragraph here, and then I'm going to point out or make a short list of the collocations that I find in this short text. Yeah. So the text starts like this. I work for a magazine which was doing an article about Americans learning foreign languages. As an experiment, they asked me to learn a completely new language for 1 month. Then I had to go to the country and take some tests to see if I could survive in different situations. I decided to study Portuguese because I've always been fascinated by Brazilian culture and really wanted to travel there. So here we can see that first collocation is to work for. So to work for a company or to work for a magazine or to work for a specific newspaper and so on. To do an article, yes, this is another collocation. So I work for a magazine which was doing an article, you see, so to do an article. Then here, learning foreign languages. Of course, learning languages, it's an obvious collocation, but foreign languages is another strong collocation, yeah, because whenever you have the word language, many times you have the word foreign coming before it. As an experiment, they asked me to learn a completely new language. You see, this completely new, I would say, is another collocation. So a completely new language, completely new job, whatever noun you want to have there. Take some tests. So you take a test. That's an important collocation, very common as well. To take a test to see if I could survive. So can or could plus survive. In different situations. That's also another collocation, I would say. I decided to study Portuguese because I've always been fascinated by, so to be fascinated by something. That's another collocation here. Brazilian culture and really wanted to travel there. So you see here a number of collocations. So to work for, going over the collocations again, to do an article, to learn foreign languages or simply foreign language, completely new language, completely new something, take some tests, so take a test, could survive, so can survive, different situations, and then to be fascinated by something. As you could see, in a short stretch of language, basically, I read here a short paragraph which has three sentences, one longer sentence and two short sentences. You see, I actually spotted at least, let's say, six, maybe seven, I didn't count them, but six or seven different collocations. You see, if you know how to use well, if you know that whenever you have to use the word test, most of the times you will take a test. Of course, you can do a test, but you can, most of the times you say take a test. Then your speech will certainly sound more natural and it will be more enjoyable for native speakers to listen to you. It will be easier for you to engage in conversation with native speakers if you make competent use of collocations. So this is it for today. I hope you enjoyed the discussion and the tips about how to record collocations, how to memorize them or try to remember them.
And this is it for today. So thanks for listening. I remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. If you visit the page, you can subscribe by email. You can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. And please, you can like our page on Facebook, which is at www.facebook.com/followenglish, all together in one word. So Follow English is always all together in one word. You can look us up on iTunes and subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. It's available on iTunes. And you can follow us on Twitter I would love to hear from you and to see if you have any suggestions or comments. Please, if you have any suggestions about topics you would like to hear me speaking about, be my guest. Send an email or go to the site, and there is a contact form on the webpage. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.